Morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
Happy Friday, everybody. Some would like to call it.
Don't get ahead of yourself here.
I mean, Thursday.
It's not the weekend.
It's only Thursday.
I can dream, can I?
No.
Wake up. Smell the coffee, all right?
About time for coffee, isn't it, gentlemen?
I need a little more than that.
What do you need?
I'm bored, and I need some entertainment.
I can do that.
I can do that.
Buckle up, baby.
Okay. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy, happy, happy Thursday. OMG, do you believe it's already Thursday? I can't. Well, let's start off with the words of Murray Rothbard. Murray Rothbard. He was an American heterodox economist from the Austrian school. He was a historian and a political theorist. So what does he have to say? What do intellectuals and opinion makers get from big government? An increasing number of cushy jobs in the bureaucracy or in the government-subsidized sector, staffing the welfare regulatory state and apologizing for its policies, as well as propagandizing for them among the public. To put it bluntly, intellectuals, theorists, pundits, media elites, etc., get to live a life which they could not attain on the free market, but which they can gain at taxpayer expense. No truer words, people. No truer words. Just look at downtown Reno and look at every organization, every agency that is helping the homeless continue to be homeless. As we hear argument after argument after argument about, well, this whole fiasco of evictions. Can't believe that even Armstrong and Getty were covering that. But today's poll question surrounds that. Because who the hell does the CDC think they are? I mean, seriously. Why do we even have a Supreme Court? Seriously. Why do we make these decisions based on constitutional law if some organization that is not a federal regulatory agency bypass the United States Supreme Court? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignored a Supreme Court's ruling on evictions? This is one more cog in the big picture of us and them. The rich, the poor, no middle class. No middle class. So, what do? You get rid of those people who have strived, who have worked their tails off to, you know, be able to retire and have income coming in. See, they don't like people that work. They don't like people that take it upon themselves to say, I don't want to live off a government. I will do my own thing. Not even to mention the fact, remember what Klaus Schwab says, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And you'll like it. Because we'll take care of you. We'll make all the decisions for you. Because when all of these landlords default, guess what? It's not another individual who is saved up that's going to come in and buy this property. It's BlackRock or Vanguard, the same companies that are owned by the elite. Look it up. It's all out there. Do your research. Yesterday's poll question, should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code? 92% of those participating. Ooh, and thank you for all the participants. Wow. Getting those numbers up. Said yes. The state of Nevada is, no, I'm sorry, not even the state of Nevada. Not the state of Nevada. Sisolak. Or more appropriately nicknamed Lickasack. Because of the games he's playing. Because I hope you're ready. Because the more you resist, the more deadly the variants are going to be. The regime is not playing to lose because, well, they're not the ones in charge. They're the puppets. And I love it when they sacrifice their own, just like they're sacrificing Cuomo now. Yeah, we got to cover up other things, so sorry, buddy. Under the bus you go. Just saying. Deep breath. Yeah. So the more you resist, the harder it's going to be. Because once again, Sisolak is signing an emergency directive. Has to put fancy names behind it because we know what the truth is. For all school children, first through 12, get that mask on. Whether you're in school, you're on the bus. Yeah. Well, boy, the voices came out. Not here. No. Down in Clark County, the voices definitely came out to let the Clark County Commission know exactly what people thought of them.
The feed store yesterday to get food for my chickens, and I just happened to walk by the horse counter, and I saw ivermectin, which is banned for us. But now do I need to go to my vet to get medicine for myself? Just like someone was just asked to leave, and I know that we were told to kind of be quiet and not to make comments. And sometimes people get very passionate because this affects their lives, their families, their children, their jobs, everything they've worked for. During BLM, during all the Black Lives Matter riots and all the things that happened across the country where people were allowed to gather and destroy people's properties, things that hardworking Americans tried to build for their families, for their kids, and people were allowed to destroy that, burn them to the ground, and everyone stood by and did nothing. But yet today, you guys are flexing your power, trying to throw out somebody for just making a small comment. So you tell me how viral this thing is if you're going to sit here and make us wear masks if you don't clean up your damn streets. I have had the virus. I survived. I am 62 years old. The masks don't work. You work for us.
You go, girl.
We pay you. You have a right to tell us what to do. I don't think.
Just a couple there. And boy, if you don't know Mindy, you better get to know Mindy because she is a fireball.
To us last time unconstitutionally, all over social media, you got people canceling their trips here, canceling their bachelor parties, canceling their business meetings. I know you don't care, but we care. You didn't miss a paycheck. We did. How are we supposed to recover when you are backsliding with mask mandates and all these things with no science behind it? We know the masks don't work. We know now. You are taking your advice from the guy that invented the virus that's attacking us. He's benefiting financially. Yeah. And he's getting all the fame and glory. You have no reason to push this mask mandate. It will bury whatever attempt. And no, I don't care about getting my own tax money thrown at me in crumbs to recover the economy. I want to work. Everyone in this room wants to work. And I want to work without threats that I'll be fired if I'm not vaccinated, which is what my union is doing now. I don't want to take tests that the CDC already admitted doesn't work and doesn't discern between the flu or anything else. You don't even follow your own mandates, Tick. Go ahead. You don't even follow your own rules. You don't even set your own examples. You can't even look at me at the eye, most of you, right now. You'll not get away with this. We will not comply anymore.
We'll not comply anymore. Why do you think the Washoe County Commission meeting was canceled? Because they don't want to hear this. Because we do have people here in Northern Nevada who will stand up like this. Clark County pushing back. Mindy Robinson ran for congressional office. She's going to run again. This is a joke. People are not going to travel. They're not going to come to this state if we are locked down once again. And, you know, I'm going to put this one on my calendar. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to roll the dice. Just so I can see if my predictions are right or not, or the people that I listen to. August 11th. Put it on your calendar. The Lambda variant is now coming down the pike. Which is funny, because how can they test for a Lambda variant when there is no test for a Lambda variant? There is no test for a Delta variant. Really, there's no test for a COVID-19 variant. Just the flu that's been weaponized. Yeah, they have to keep giving it different names to make it scarier, to bring more lockdowns. So I say August 11th. 10th, 12th, August 11th. Biden brings a nationwide lockdown again. Remember, 2 weeks, stop the spread. All these are cover-ups for what's happening because of the shot. Because of the Fauci ouchie. It's a cover-up. And you know what? You always get caught in the cover-up. In the lies. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Frontier Airlines appears to be now standing by its flight attendants who are accused of duct taping a passenger to his seat. The man had two drinks, spilled a third on himself, waltzed around shirtless.
He lost his pants, and that's why he's just in his underwear there.
While allegedly groping two flight attendants and punching another in the face.
He was attacked by a shark. He didn't realize his arm was on fire until he smelled smoke.
Well, then the crew duct taped the dude to his seat until they landed in Miami.
Stay with us, because coming up next, we're going to show you how to lose some of that excessive weight by constantly picking at your skin.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. In your workings today, can you just stop for a moment and be grateful? Be grateful for whatever you have. Say thank you to whoever you worship, whomever you worship, whatever you worship. I wonder, would people start fires? Would people perpetuate fires? Would powers that be who can manipulate weather create and cause floods to cause mass destruction so people literally lose everything? If you've never been to Centerville, I have. Like to do those little gold mining, gold rush tours. It's pretty sad. Our history is being erased right now. And honestly, I don't think it's from Mother Nature. I think it's just being erased. I think people are losing everything. Isn't it interesting that all of these fires are once again converging on an area that was already burnt out once? Remember the Paradise Fire? Well, we'll blame that one on PG&E. We'll blame this one on Mother Nature, or, well, it's still being investigated. Four fires converging into one massive one. Historic buildings lost. Property lost. I wonder how many people will go back in and rebuild. A lot don't. They just move out. They move away. Some people stay and fight. And blessings to those who do. But you know what? Insurance doesn't cover everything. Insurance sure in the hell doesn't cover memories. They just cover the basics. Some things can't be insured. Some things don't get covered at all because, you know what? Act of God, act of nature. Just for a moment, think of the things that all these people are going through. Literally, towns being wiped out. So at some point, people are going to start calling for fundraisers, clothing drives, household utensils. But for right now, they need our prayers that all of this stops. You know, and I say that because my family property is now surrounded by fires. But you know what? At least everything is still there. You know, we've got 5,000 firefighters working the Dixie Fire. Exploded back up again. They've got bulldozers out there working. They've got the firefighters. They've got the planes. Where's our military? Where's the help we need? This isn't just scorched earth. These are scorched lives, scorched economy, devastated. Evacuations, great thing. Get lives out there. Get lives out of the area. But that doesn't cover everything. So please, say a little prayer for these people and that it stops. Everything is so dry out there right now. Just an ember. Just an ember floating along in the wind. Pretty much guaranteed to start another fire. And not in a forest, but in a beautiful historic town. It really is choking people up, and it's not from the smoke. We could be next.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And my producers working their tails off. We're even putting Phil into the mix, trying to get some audio cleaned up that I can play for you, that you'll find very interesting coming from a so-called emergency room doctor. Mm-hmm. Tell you the story behind that. First off, though, I want to answer a quick text here. Good morning, Monica. As you say, your prediction for lockdown 8/11/21, does any of that thought have any resemblance in line with Maricopa County results? It has to do with, yes, and thank you to whoever sent me this. It has to do with Maricopa County results. It has to do with the cyber symposium that Mike Lindell is putting out. That's the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. It has to do with people waking up to the fact that this is all BS that's going on around us. And I was talking to a lovely young woman yesterday, last night actually, realtor, and people are tired of it. They're not going to wear masks. She went off on businesses. Because she was in one business that she thought was rather conservative, but that business is playing to both sides. Well, you know, I've got to appease everybody. No, this is not the time for appeasement. This is the time to pick a side. Either you're for the tyranny or you're not. It's your decision. Because as you heard from the Clark County Commission's, or the people participating at the Clark County Commission meeting, people are tired of it. And your business is going to suffer because people aren't going to wear the mask. So yes, that's what the August 11th lockdown is going to be all about. And I'll get to that in just a second with a fireball of a representative out of Arizona and what she has to say about what's coming down the pike. Should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignored a Supreme Court ruling on evictions? The CDC is not a federal body. They do not make the rules, the laws, the regulations. The CDC is not trusted by the American people at a very high rate. 67% of a nationwide poll. It's all to kill the middle class. 923fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Do your own digging and figure out who funds the CDC. Because it's not just the federal government. They're taking their orders from their masters. And you are the one who suffers. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the state of Nevada be criminally investigated for violating the Nuremberg Code? This has to do with the experimental shot. And the reason that they had to make it experimental was because there are cures. Sorry, I'm not going to get worked up like yesterday. I've been dealing with this stuff for a year and a half now. I trust my science. I trust my doctors. I trust the information that I obtain and that I put out there. You have to do your own research. I can lead you. I can give you the sites that I go to, Global Research and, yeah, all the others. All you have to do is ask. 92% of those participating in the poll said yes. They should be criminally investigated. And so you know there are lawsuits being brought against the state of Nevada. And state employees will be joining that lawsuit. That's why the mad push to get people to get that shot. That's why the threats, the intimidation, the coercion, the bribes to get it. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether it be the Dixie Fire, whether it be the trauma of the Fauci ouchie, whether it be the financial collapse, the food shortage, the shelving shortage, you go into some places, shelves are empty. I was just at my favorite pet store two nights ago. Playing with Riot. Thank you for helping with that, by the way. Positively Pets, you can go over and see Riot. I noticed a number of things were missing. And I just brought it up to one of the owners, Rebecca. I said, did you have an order recently? You're missing a lot of stuff. She goes, yeah, we haven't received an order, but, you know, now that you mention it, we have been trying to order a bunch of stuff and it's just out of stock. So, well, guess what? It's going to remain out of stock. We are starting now to see the convergence of all of the shortages. Because, you know, when I talk about the beef industry, the chickens, the pigs, all of that, the processing, that affects everything. It affects feed stores. It affects pet stores, pet food, pet chewies. This is all connected. Because if the elite are going to go down, they are going to, they're going to make sure that you suffer. Massive, massive suffering. Thought this was interesting. I had to look it up for myself because you can find definitions everywhere. Definition of vaccine has been changed in Merriam-Webster. A preparation of genetic material such as a synthesized messenger RNA that is used by the cells of the body to produce an antigenic substance, such as a fragment of virus, a spike protein. So somebody asked me about HIPAA the other day. It's like, don't worry about HIPAA, just like OSHA. They just go in and they change the definitions or they add things or subtract things so it fits their agenda. And if you don't know about the spike protein, well, this is from the White Coat Summit. It is the spike protein that is the toxin that is going throughout people's bodies that is doing the great harm.
Is a
toxin. This spike protein
doesn't stay just in the deltoid. The spike circulates in your blood. It lands in multiple organs in the body. And you know what happens? That spike protein, without the body of the virus present, we did studies in lab animals. In the lab animals, just in injecting the spike, with no body of the virus, the spike induced the same disease as COVID-19 induced, the same lung disease, the same vascular disease, the same heart disease, the same brain disease. The spike is the toxin. So again, why are we injecting something into the human body that is the toxin? It is the toxin. It causes the disease. This isn't a vaccine.
It's not. It is as much a biological weapon as the mutated virus itself. And if you don't get that, well, guess what? This is, yeah. That was the White Coat Summit. This is just an autopsy. Autopsy on dead body of COVID-19 vaccinated individual reveals spike proteins in every single organ. That's why you're seeing heart failures. That's why you're seeing myocarditis. That's why you're seeing neurological diseases. Just like we have a member, an employee of the state who is learning how to walk again after he was trying to be an example for his underlings and who took the mandatory shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can only help you so far, so much. Then you have to do the research for yourself. And I've said it in the past. Never rely on everything I say. Do the research. Turn off the TV. Turn on the internet. And go to DuckDuckGo. And just start. It's the Monica Jay Show.
They could be in there sleeping right now. You know, what do I know?
No roaming from town to town like the fugitive. This guy just stays put.
I mean, that is ridiculously ruthless.
New this fall, The Squatter.
And that guy should go to jail.
He spent 27 years in a cabin in the woods and hasn't paid rent once.
We got cameras that we're putting up.
Will the authorities remove him from his New Hampshire hideout? The Squatter.
Free ride's over.
Or is it just beginning?
Coming soon to CBS.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3. Excuse me. I'm getting all worked up today. I'm losing my voice already. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And let's just go straight to the phone lines before I start blathering on about something else. John wants to talk about COVID. John, thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica, have you heard that in Canada, a citizen that was fined for some stupid mandate actually sued the government and demanded a copy of the virus, and they couldn't produce it? And I'm hearing that they now have no authority to enforce any of this stuff because they're, if you can't produce the vaccine, can't produce the virus. What is there?
It happened in Alberta, Canada, and it was a gentleman who was fined and he fought it, and he brought into the lawsuit, he sued specifically not only the county, but he sued the medical director for that county, for the area. I don't know what they have in Canada, for the region. And it kept getting put off and put out and private chambers and all of this. I've watched the video numerous times, and I do want to bring some audio out from that. And then eventually the Queen was listed in the lawsuit, and everything had to be dropped because there is no isolated variant of the virus that makes it the virus, that makes it anything different from the flu.
Awesome.
But people
awesome.
Don't do that here. And John, I'm glad you brought that up because that leads me into another subject that I just got texted. John, thank you for paying attention and being out there and finding the information that people need to learn. So I just received this text from a business owner, a friend of mine, who just happened to be listening. So let me read this to you. Morning. I personally agree with you on the mask issue. For our business, we won't control if people wear a mask or not. Unfortunately, our employees need to abide by the state regulations, as we can't afford the fine if OSHA comes in and we aren't wearing them. We feel like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. What I say to that is contact Joey Gilbert. He's 14-0 fighting OSHA and getting these fines dropped. It's called fear and intimidation. And when you give in to that fear and intimidation, that's when they win. You have to trust in the system. And there are people out there fighting for you. They are requiring you to do unconstitutional things, so fines are unconstitutional. Joey Gilbert has a notice that you can put up in your business. All you have to do is contact him. Put the notice up. It tells you what to do exactly if OSHA comes walking in. Or even somebody suspicious. You grab your phone. You start videoing everything that goes on. And you fight it. If we can't get the business owners to fight, then we lose. We lose everything. It's called compliance. And that's what they want everybody doing. They want you to just comply. Peaceful non-compliance. Don't take the fine. If they hand you a piece of paper, don't accept it. It is your right to not accept it. Don't take their paperwork. Tell them if they're not there to buy something, they need to leave. And that they can contact your lawyer. And if they make a fuss, they will be personally put in the lawsuit along with OSHA and along with the state of Nevada. Because there are people who are standing up for your rights. Now you need to have the backbone to do it. And I say that to you because you know I love you. It's called tough love. I learned it from my parents. I'll help you get through it too. A little tough love goes a long way. And this tyrannical government, governor thinks he can get away with it. And I'll tell you right now, he cannot.